Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says everybody loves jazz singer Sarah Vaughan, even if they disagree about when she was at her peak. Kevin favors Vaughan in the 1950s. A new anthology is right up his alley.
The way you hold your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, 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 the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never,
Sarah Vaughan, 1954. She'd come up a decade earlier with Bebop Lions' Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, starting in Earl Hines' big band. Hines had hired her as a singer and deputy pianist. Dizzy praised her fine ear for chords. She grasped the arcane refinements of bebop harmony. Vaughan put them to good use as a singer, picking notes other vocalists wouldn't. This is the bridge to her second classic version of Lover Man.
I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can be the prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems.
A lot of jazz singing is about consonants, the percussive attacks the music swings from. With Sarah Vaughan, it's also about the way she rolls out her vowels, reveling in a held note like Miles Davis. Later, her vibrato could get excessive, but in the mid-50s, her taste and control are a marvel.
Smoking slow, spring low, let me know that it's more than the night.
This music's from an anthology of Sarah Vaughan on the MRC label, Divine, the Jazz Albums, 1954 to 1958, as opposed to her pop albums with strings and some of the same tunes. It's six albums plus on four CDs, recorded live or in the studio with bands big and small. All but one session is sparked by another bebop institution, drummer Roy Haynes. He has a springy beat using brushes and doesn't overplay.
Touch my cup, you're my sugar. It's so sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips your confection. Goodness knows, honeysuckle rose.
Sarah Vaughan had a gallery of vocal timbres, gravelly to silky, round or strident, white gloved or blues drenched. Her pitch range was operatic, and her low notes have uncommon power. Vaughan drew inspiration from great soloists and gave it right back. Here she is with Clifford Brown.
April in Paris. Chestnuts in blossom. Holiday tables under the trees,
that leap from the basement to the second floor kills me. Two live albums from Chicago nightclubs are standouts, partly for their glorious imperfections. Sarah Vaughan didn't know some of the material so well, taking lyric sheets on stage, and she sometimes has to improvise her way out of trouble. Recording in the wee hours at the London House, she keeps bobbling the start of the last tune of the night, Thanks for the Memory. But with every take, her entrance gets more elaborate.
Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine. Parthenon. I got hung with a word.
All right, take two.
Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine. The Parthenon, I don't get this word here.
It's a temple in Greece. Third time's the charm.
Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine. The Parthenon, the moments on the Hudson River line. How lovely it was. So
if anything, she sounds more focused and at ease after the fall starts, at least till she blows another line and does her best to spoil the take. That just made it more of a keeper. The live dates and the Sarah Vaughan set show how a great improviser can always recover from a tailspin. The Beboppers were big on that, putting the wrongest node in a context where it sounds like the perfect thing.
So thanks for the most craziest upset and downsidest recording date I ever had in my life. Da 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 da. Da.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure, Downbeat, and eMusic, and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed the new Sarah Vaughan box set, Divine, the Jazz Albums, 1954 to 1958, on Verve Select. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Nell Beschenstein. John Myers directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.
You can all go home now.